Time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at Wideline's three showrooms, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Giants playing nicely. They're on a roll, which is fantastic. Sam Reed joins us now. G'day, Sam.
Boys, how you going?
Very well, mate. You'd be happy how things are going?
Yeah, after the disappointing round one loss to Adelaide, I think sort of hit a little bit of form. We're playing some pretty good footy at the moment, which is good.
Was that a little bit of a wake-up call? I know it was only round number one, but there was plenty of pre-season talk, Sam, just about you guys being premiership favourites. I know that wasn't coming from you, but the hype's around.
Yeah, I suppose everyone sort of goes into the season after not seeing anyone play, and everyone sort of has the same thing, saying that they've had a massive pre-season, and we're obviously disappointed, but Adelaide are a great team. They're flying at the moment, and we had them over there, and they pounced us, and we didn't play sort of the way we wanted to play. And it was a wake-up call, and I think we handled it pretty well the following week and the last 4 weeks, really.
Mate, watching that game last weekend against the Swannies, they kicked the first four or five goals. That must have been a little bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, I was sitting on the pine at the time, and I was sitting there, buddy, going, what's going on?
What's happening?
I don't think we touched the ball. I think they had 18 possessions. We had zero, and they kicked four goals. So it wasn't sort of panic stations, because we hadn't actually had a possession. But, we sort of hit our straps after that, and end up being a good game. And up until that halftime, we sort of started playing the way we wanted to play and winning the contested ball and got over them in the end.
Yeah, and it sort of continued their woes, really, in so many ways. Do you see the Swannies bouncing back at all?
Oh, I wouldn't write anyone off sort of yet. Mm. You watch Hawthorn beat West Coast last week and people were writing them off. I can see them. Big horse over there, he wouldn't be going too easy on the boys, so I'm sure they'll come out absolutely firing again this week.
Mate, when you say we want to play the way we want to play, what sort of way can you describe to our listeners and viewers that you want to play?
Oh, I think the game these days just comes down to contested footy. And
right,
If you don't win that and you don't turn the ball over in your forward half, the other team will score on you, and obviously, that's the aim of the game, to score more than the opposition. So try to turn the ball over in our forward half and just be really, really fanatical at the contest, which I think we have done the last 4 weeks.
So everyone tries to do that. You've just got to do it better than everybody else.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty simple game, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, most games are. Really.
Well, there's talk, Sam, that the Hawks, I know they've lost Sam Mitchell and a couple of other big-name players, but that the other teams, they've been a bit one-dimensional and they've been worked out. Is that how you see it?
You can't really say that, I suppose. They got a couple of good players in Jaeger and Tommy Mitchell. And all word from them is, we don't hear too much about it up here in Sydney, but I'm sure they're getting a bit of flack down there. But Clarko's a great coach, and I'm sure he'll adjust their sort of game plan to losing them too. And you see how they played last week against West Coast, and West Coast were flying until they sort of lost last week as well. So it's a pretty tough competition at the moment.
My word.
Yeah, unbelievable. Always motivation for you, Sam. Last week it was the Swannies. This week it's your old club, the Western Bulldogs. Do you still have any mates down there? Has there been a swapping of text messages?
Oh, it's been a big turnover. I think there's only about five or six that I played with. That'll play on the weekend. Obviously, I drafted with Easton, and he captained the grand final last year, and he turned into a really, really good, dangerous player. And Murph as well, and Liam Picken are the other two. I know that obviously Tom Boyd's there as well. So there's only probably five or six that I've played with.
Well, they all want to belt you.
That's that white line fever, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I think every player gets that. If you're not a competitive beast, you sort of... You might get left behind, especially in a game like this weekend. Two hard at it contested teams that thrive on sort of that contest. It's going to be an absolute ripper. Hopefully, it's sold out down there as well. So it should be good.
Well, mate, it's great that and there'd be plenty to know that you did retire from the game, and you're back, stronger than ever. So that's brilliant.
Yeah. bit of a different story, but
yeah, it's great.
Trying to get a kick.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Sam. Good luck, mate. Keep it going.
Thanks, Wayne. Thank you.
Good on you. Giants taking on the Western Bulldogs. It's their first ever Friday night game, I think, and it's down there in Canberra. Canberra Oval, 7:50 is the bounce, and we wish them well.